Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Yes, it is Friday.
Tuesday, guys.
On the Cowboys calendar, though, because we're two days away from game day. Now, listening to Jerry this morning, he sounded pretty optimistic about Jadeveon Clowney being able to play, and that feels like a big deal for a defense that continues to figure out ways to get pressure from a variety of different sources.
And especially if you see the way he's been playing over these last few games. His slash line this last game, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, a quarterback pressure or hit, whatever. I thought that listening him talk yesterday, he pointed out, getting up off the couch and trying to play football probably wasn't as easy as he thought it was going to be, right? But he feels like that he's got his legs underneath him. And these last 3 or 4 games, I think you've seen him start to look like the guy I think the Cowboys were hoping they picked up basically off the couch, right? Didn't have a job. No training camp, no off-season workouts or anything. But I think you see the difference. And I believe he's maybe started the last 2-3 games. Not saying it's a coincidence or not, but they did win the last 3 games.
That's a good point.
It's nice.
It feels like he does not think that's a coincidence.
It's called a win streak, Kevin.
That is true. On the flip side, does it feel like we're inevitably not going to have Tyler Guyton for this game again?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it. I mean, he hasn't practiced the last 2 days, and so I can't imagine. High ankle sprain's a high ankle sprain. You know, if that's indeed what it is, those are usually 3 to 4 weeks. So we'll see what happens there. I think Nate Thomas did a nice job. I don't know if that it was great, but I thought he did a good job. And they were running left quite a bit, and it wasn't all because of Tyler Smith.
Right.
So I thought that, I think they you hope you can get by with them, but I thought they did a good job of helping out, too. You know, we talk about the offensive line, but I think you have to give the tight ends credit for what they've been doing, as much to tight end as they were using, and the running backs picking up blitzes. So I think that, that's all worked together. But, I can't imagine Guyton's going to get back in time for this one. And then, you get the longer rest, so who knows between now and the next game when you got basically 10 days between games.
Yeah, the the way that this team, I'm just hearing what the way that the words they're using, playoff, the big fight. Does it seem like this? The Cowboys are looking at this game as a, more than just another regular season game after Thanksgiving's game?
Well, C.D. Lamb said it before the last two games. He basically said these are playoff games. You win or go home. And now you can't go home, but you may not make it into the playoffs. So, yeah, I think they understand that, you know, they got a streak to the end. And so that sounds like, you know, they know the importance. Now, I think you have to guard against thinking, wow, we got to win five games in a row or we got to win six games in a row, because you can get overwhelmed by the big picture. You just got to win, go 1-0 every week and, you know, and see where you land when it's all said and done. So, and obviously the easiest, well, I don't know if the easiest path, but the most realistic one is, you know, if Philadelphia can't get their stuff together, you know, you might still have an opportunity if you keep winning to win the NFC East and keep that streak going,
yeah.
Right? What, no one repeating since 2004?
I'm not going to lie, Mickey. I know there's lots of other football-based reasons I should believe, but I think that might be the number one reason I think the Cowboys can win this division is because nobody repeats in this division.
I think we got something going there, you know?
We do.
Jerry mentioned this morning that Osa, he was talking about Osa, and it may have been just kind of a throw-in part of the conversation, but he was like, you know, he can move to the outside, too, and play on the edge a little bit. And I was very interested in some of the movement you've seen since now you got this group in the defensive line. How much interchangeability have you seen Eberflus use there? Is he pretty consistent on what he does?
Yeah, I think it's with the defensive tackles. Now, I've seen them move Kenny Clark outside on a few snaps, not a whole bunch, but a few snaps at a defensive end spot. And in times when they're trying to load up maybe against the run and not use a five-man front. So, just to get more of those guys on the field at the same time, it's a pretty good rotation they got now between Williams, Clark, Osa, and Solomon Thomas, who seems to sometimes be the forgotten guy up there, because he's done a really nice job, even though he's not starting in a rotation. That's a pretty good foursome if you consider where they were previously, right?
Right.
Having to play either Mozzie or, you know, nothing against Toya, but he's a rookie. He was a seventh-round draft choice. And you were having to start him in the middle to get some sort of production. They're a far cry from where they were when they started the season on that defensive front.
Oh, for sure.
Now, you were asked the question on DallasCowboys.com. I would love for you to kind of dive back into that. Do you think that Kevontae Turpin should stick to focusing on the return game for now?
I'm glad somebody reads that mailbag.
Heck yeah!
Mailbag's good.
I'm gonna have to be more careful how I answer those, you know?
You said absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No, I want the ball in his hands as many ways as possible. And I don't think that...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, what did I point out? He had 26 snaps on offense as a wide receiver, took away from what he's doing on special teams. I think that from a kickoff return standpoint, I just don't think the blocking's been very good. I think that that's got to improve. So if you watch it closely, and I know most people have to watch it on TV, and you really can't see sometimes the big picture.
Sure.
But there's no lanes for him to run through. He's, you know, if he can't get to the outside, then there's nothing that he can cut through the middle. And that's really where some of his big returns have been. They haven't always been to the outside. So I think either the blocking needs to be better, or the reason the kickoffs are the way they are, the way they line up, is sort of working because they're cutting down on the open field. With his speed, I want to see the ball in his hands as much as possible, because you never know when he's going to hit one. You know, sort of like what happened with Malik Davis.
Right.
With the, 43-yard touchdown run? I mean, he hit that, and no one caught him. I didn't realize he had that type of speed, right? No one ran him down, and it's the same thing with Turpin. If you can spring him, and they're not going to run him down, you're going to sit there and go, he gone. And so that's why I answered that the way I did. I might have been a little too flippant on the poor guy.
I like seeing bouncy legs from Malik Davis
this
late in the season when everybody's tired, and he's like, no, I got you guys. Don't worry about it. The way that the linebacking group has been, I'm just kind of curious what you've seen from Logan Wilson and how you felt he's kind of fit into this defense so far.
Yeah, I think he had probably his best game this last one. I believe, if I remember correctly, they had three guys tied with six tackles to lead the team. And by the way, one of those was Clowney, too. So I think he's starting to fit in a rotation, right? He's not starting, but he's rotating in there, and they're rotating three or four guys. And I thought that one of the things I've noticed he's done is that's kind of as he came advertised, that he was a pretty good coverage linebacker. It was maybe two games ago, he was trailing the wide receiver underneath into the end zone and caused the pass to be a little higher because they had to fit it over his head. He's not only an addition from a talent standpoint, but the fact that he's a veteran, he's been around, he basically has started almost 60 games in his career over six seasons. He's a pretty good hand in there. So I think that's helped out. I think as you're seeing game by game, Overshown seems to be more active, doing the things that we've seen him do before. And then having some experience, they almost had to force Shamir James in there as a rookie. He's not a rookie anymore, right? He's played 12 games. Same thing with guys like Booker. He's not a rookie anymore. He's played and as a Raku. So remember, they were having to rely on all these young guys. They basically have remade parts of this team, mostly on defense. If you look at some of the guys they were starting that are gone, they were starting not just one game or two games to fill in. Kyrie Elam must have started eight games. Mazi Smith and Toya probably started the majority of the games until Williams got here. And these guys were your starters. And they're not, you know, they're, guys aren't here anymore. Damone Clark, think about this. He was the starting linebacker early in the season, and he's gone. And you were having to rely on these guys. So when Jerry talked about kind of this is not the same team we started the season with, he was exactly right.
Mickey, I have a question about offensive pass interference. But first, I have a question about, are you driving with your window down?
No, I'm going really fast.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I needed to know. Now, we asked Steven, first of all, good job. We asked Steven about this yesterday, but the weapon that is being able to draw defensive pass interference. Like, I know people are probably like, hey, just catch the ball. We don't need the flags or whatever. But being able to draw those big-time penalties, CeeDee Lamb leads the NFL with 10 defensive pass interferences. George Pickens is fourth with 5, and the Cowboys lead the league with 17. How big of a deal is that, especially in the modern NFL?
Yeah, I think it should be factored into a wide receiver's effectiveness. You know, we keep track of targets, right?
Yep.
Which I think is a flimsy stat, because you don't know if the quarterback's throwing the ball away, right?
Right.
And he just has to throw it at somebody, and he throws it at one of their heads, and then it's a target. Well, then it looks like, well, he only caught 5 of 8 targets, right? But I think pass interference is a real thing, and they should probably have a stat for that on how many times you draw a penalty, because the guy was desperate. You get pass interference because the guy's desperate. He's beat, and he's just trying to catch up. So, yeah, you ought to get credit for that. And I think that's huge, especially on some of those deep balls. Now, you're not throwing them just to get pass interference, but you know, you're sitting there going, well, there's a pretty good chance if he can beat this guy,
right,
it's going to be pass interference, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So
and
maybe
every
you
once
guys
in a while,
can institute that.
And every once in a while, I think they do just throw it down there. Not just
Dude,
the Cowboys, but all teams.
I swear by it, Mickey.
Let me just see what happens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes. Tom Brady, go back and look at how many times in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left or in the right before halftime, that dude would just chuck one to the other side of the field and pick up a pass interference because he knew he swung the field that way. It was part of his career.
Or think about this. This should be a stat that somebody comes up with. How many times do you catch the ball when you're getting interfered with?
Yes.
Like there's a flag. Pickens has to have at least 3 of those, right?
Yes, and I think you should be able to tag on an extra 5 yards to that. Like, I do not think that the DB should get off the hook for committing a penalty and still giving up the reception. I think you should be like, yeah, I accept that penalty. 5 more yards at the end of the catch.
Or like the was it the last game or the Sunday game? He caught the one. He was clearly out of bounds, right?
Right.
But he still caught it.
Right.
And it was like, how did he catch that?
Right. All right. So my theory for that is instead of 2nd and 10, it should be like at least 2nd and 8. Give me 2 yards for that.
Give me something,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Well,
we're going to rewrite these rules.
Exactly. Well, while you dominate the motorways, we will catch up with you tomorrow, good sir.
Will do before we head to Detroit.
Indeed. Thank you very much, good sir.
See ya.
There you go, speedster Mickey Spagnuolo. Man, I'm just driving really fast.
I liked all the questions about, is he operating heavy machinery? Sometimes they got to be doing things, you know, while we talk to him.
I asked Alec if he was driving like a 1940s roadster, because you could just hear
I love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.